You hear me read his commercials all the time. JeffBuysYourHouse.com, and you are a vet.
I am, and so awesome to be here. Thanks for doing the intro the way you did it. That's great.
Oh, my gosh. It's nice to meet you. He's got his kids in the studio, and you were actually at the NASCAR event last weekend and got to see Zach Brown.
What a special thing. What a special concert and the way he does, like we talked about, the military tribute. It's so heartfelt. It was amazing.
Right. Yeah. And I think that when we talk about your company, it's heartfelt because you base your business on relationships, and that's what it boils down to, right?
It is 100% a relationship business, things that I learned in the military and what's most important. At the end, that's all we have is our relationships, so we try and honor that all the way through.
You're still honoring the military haircut?
Forever. High and tight. Keep it short, keep it easy. Yeah, exactly.
So you probably heard us talk about JeffBuysYourHouse.com. Tell everybody what that means.
Yeah, we started in 2007, so we started buying houses right after I got out of the military, and I didn't know what we were doing, of course. But over the years, we've become the largest home buyer, and I think we're the best. I think by the, you know, don't just want to be the biggest, we want to be the best by quality. But we're a off-market, direct-to-seller, no brokers, no agents, very simple. And it's for those that want to maybe go the less traditional route, the speed, the convenience, it's hassle-free. And so we're buying directly from them on their time frame. It's the easy button for house selling all throughout all Chicagoland.
Yeah, and what's nice about that, I think sometimes people inherit a house and they just don't have the time, or they live out of state and they don't know what to do with it. And this is when they put it in your hands, right?
One of the most common scenarios is going to be that the death in the family, the inherited home, and we like to step into those relationships because that's what it is, right? It's a conversation, and there's a lot of things going on, typically a lot of heirs, siblings. Some of that gets right. Complicated and messy, and we're totally fine with that because that's part of our business. It's really what we've done for, well, almost 20 years now.
Wow. So you are there to buy the house. And I like that your commercial says you don't just help them with a transaction, you help them through the transition. Because I'm telling you what, I watched this with my mom. It's a very emotional thing for people that have been in their homes for a long period of time.
It is, and it's an emotional. You're buying, or in this case, they are selling a house to us. And so we don't treat it as a transaction. I know it sounds cliche, and it probably looks good on a t-shirt, but it's the truth. I mean, we come in and we are there as a partner all the way through. We there and kind of put our arm around the seller, and it could be a husband and wife, could be the heir to the house, whoever it is, walk them through the entire process. We're okay if it's not a good situation for us, but we're going to educate them about the process and tell them you know, this could be a viable source to sell their house. But yeah, we are there all the way through closing, honestly, even past closing, because oftentimes there's some flexibility around that, and people need extra time. They need things change, and we're not moving into the property, so we're not as rigid as saying we have to close tonight. We're moving in tomorrow. It's not true, and so it's just different than your traditional real estate experience. And we're not after that. We're after that little sliver of folks that want to go the less traditional route, the easy way.
Right. It's easy. They want out of the house. Yeah. They're either going to move out of state. Maybe would it be a divorce sometimes?
It is.
Someone has passed,
yes.
And they just want to get it done quickly and on their terms.
Quickly, or sometimes they actually don't want the speed. Speed could be their worst enemy. Because, again, if they go the traditional route, if you and your husband are looking, you want to buy it and you want to move into it, you have expectations to typically before school,
right,
or whatever the time frame might be. Well, they call us out and they say, I actually can't close until November 9th. Can you accommodate? Well, because of the flexibility, because we're not your traditional home buyer, as long as that we can agree upon all that, then we actually have closings at least 180 days out already. And so there's a lot of flexibility with this type of process. It's just way different than your traditional broker, sign, appraisal, financing falling through.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we're buying any of that. You know, we're a cash buyer.
Yeah, I remember I was buying a house and the bank came through and they're like, oh, it's got a hole in the drywall. We won't.
Can't finance it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, what? Well, how am I supposed to get that fixed? Because, it's...
And the silliest things come up. And
yeah.
Those are the things that hold up a closing, and that's why you want to pull your hair out.
Because
of the traditional way it's done. And I'm not saying that there aren't issues that come up, because we still have to work with attorneys and title companies. Things have to be closed properly. But we like to take all that stress away from the seller, at least. You focus on your transition out of state, out of country, or sometimes it's just heirs and saying, we just need mom's house to be taken care of, and the discretion around that. There's no signs. You know,
right. People like
private.
To, yeah, they like
it's
to be a
private.
Little, yeah, a little more discreet about that in many situations.
And we honor that. We understand that. That's probably one of the reasons they would call. They don't want people tramping through the house,
mm-hmm.
calling their house the whatever it is.
Oh, that was so hard with my mom.
It is.
They built the house and when she was 29. She moved in with me when she was 89. When people started coming through the house and critiquing it, it was like putting a knife through her heart.
It seems like it may not be intended to be disrespectful,
right.
But it can come off that way oftentimes the seller. And we know how to work through that because there's really not a situation or a scenario or a house condition that we haven't seen in 20 years, as you can imagine, a couple thousand houses. So it's not, we're not worried about that part of the situation. We're going to come in and treat them all fairly. And again, if we can't structure a transaction that works for both of us, mm-hmm. it's okay. You're going to know now, you're going to know how now that there's a better way to do things if you want to go that route, or you might need to go the traditional route. It might
right.
be best for you, and that's okay.
Right. So basically, they get in touch with you at mm-hmm. jeffbuysyourhouse.com.
That's right.
And then you come out and you take a look, you pitch them a price, and they take it or leave it. Is that how it works?
Yeah, it's pretty much that. Our goal would be as we come out to the house, sit with you in the living room, and we talk about, of course, we're talking about the house, but it ended up coming down to the situation and the scenario and the circumstance. So we're massaging all those fine details to make sure we can work together. We want to be very transparent. Nobody wants to know in the last minute that things aren't going
right.
to do that. So, we our goal would be to leave them with an offer in writing. And certainly they can call a title company or an attorney or look online. It's a credible piece of paper that's going to – and it's easy. It's one page. The Illinois contract is 13 or 14 pages. Our purchase agreement is one.
Wow. That's nice. It's really nice to meet you and your kids.
Thank
Welcome
you.
Back to the city. I understand Yorkville is your home,
yes.
Married your high school sweetheart.
She is.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Nice to meet you, Jeff.
Yes, thank you.